Welcome to the Luxury Listing Specialist Podcast with Michael Lafito, where top luxury agents reveal their best practices, plus interviews with real estate industry influencers, thought leaders, and luxury marketing experts. You'll come away from each episode with new strategies and tactics to dominate high-end homes in any market. And now for the latest episode of Luxury Listing Specialist. Here's your host, luxury real estate expert, coach, and trainer, Michael Lafito.
Welcome back to another episode of the Luxury Listing Specialist Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Lafito. You're in the right spot. If you're an agent, a team leader, a broker owner, and you're looking to work smarter, not harder, you're looking to organically get more transactions and more opportunities because of the top-down approach. I firmly believe that you want to get instant credibility from your database and your sphere and people that know you, like you, and trust you as you land those trophy listings in your market. Again, it's all relative. But if you land those trophy listings in your market, there's that instant credibility and respect factor, and you will attract more opportunities in the four primary price points in your market. Again, my name is Michael Lafito. If you have any questions on this podcast or previous podcast, shoot us an email, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com. And before I introduce our guest, I just want to, again, our goal is to give content on every episode so you keep listening and keep referring people and the downloads keep increasing. But with that being said, this free lesson that I want to give out before I introduce Jeff is the four primary price points in any given market. So if you look back at all your sales last year in 2018, chances are probably 90% of all the sales fell into these four buckets. You got entry-level sales price homes or townhouses or condo. You got entry-level, you got average priced, you got high-end, and you have luxury properties. And we define high-end properties as properties that are two times the average sale price in your given market, and luxury as three times the average sale price in your given market. So the guest today is based out of Nebraska, and he might be saying to himself, man, we don't have tons of $2 or $3 or $4 million properties in Iowa or Nebraska or wherever you're based. And luxury, it's all relative. It's all relative. That's the point of that lesson. Again, the four primary price points in your market: entry-level price points, average-priced homes, high-end, and luxury. Again, from time to time, we have different guests on, and we're trying to always bring different perspectives, whether it be a top rock star agent, whether it be an agent who started selling entry level and worked their way up. Sometimes we have service providers and vendors that can help agents attract more opportunities. We've had CEOs. Well, today's guest, it's a void that I feel like we can bring more value to agents that are either looking to grow a team, start a team, or strengthen a team. And I got one of the rock star gurus for building and strengthening a team. I got Jeff Cohn from all the way from Nebraska. Jeff, you there?
I'm still here. I'm super excited to be here today, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I'm really appreciative of your time. Jeff's got his own podcast and coaching company. He's doing some great things. We run in a lot of the same circles, and we know a lot of similar people, and I'm really excited to finally connect with you, Jeff. And so we're talking about either building a team or strengthening the team, and really appreciate your time. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where you're at today and how...
Sure.
You're a leading authority in helping people build teams.
Sure. Yeah. 12 years ago, I was finishing up my degree in business at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Had just recently been married, had a brand new baby, baby girl, Jocelyn, who's now 13, and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, probably like a lot of people listening to this show. And I decided to get into residential real estate. And within the first 5 or 6 years, I really figured it out. I was rookie of the year. Same story as a lot of successful realtors and team leaders. 2011 came around, and I recognized that I didn't want to trade time for money and have a job. I wanted to own a business that could grow without me. And so I started to move into more of a hybrid team and then a full functioning real estate team where I could exit the day-to-day sales in 2014. My team grew from 70 unit sales to over 700 sales in 2017. Today, we're the number one real estate team at Berkshire Hathaway worldwide. I've got the number one team in Nebraska the last 5 years. I've got 30 agents, 10 admin, And then with the success of our team, we've grown a lot of other businesses that run parallel. We own title, insurance. We have the coaching company. We have a real estate investing wing that buys and sells about 100 houses a year in and around the Omaha area. And I have a call center in the Philippines with over 100 virtual callers.
Dang.
So we're doing a lot of stuff, man. It's really fun. And the provocative challenge I like to make to any listener that's in front of me from stage or on a podcast or a call like this, to teach individuals to stop being a cog in a wheel, stop trading time for money, stop selling real estate, and start focusing on building a business. And what I found a lot with luxury agents, especially the ones I meet across the country, and I know hundreds of luxury agents, and it's great, most of them really struggle at figuring out how to leverage because they've built such a strong name and strong brand for themselves. So everyone wants them. I killed the cone. We used to be the cone team. In 2011, we adopted our tagline, which was Omaha's Elite Real Estate Group. And I removed the cone team because I didn't want anyone asking for Jeff Cone. I just wanted them asking for Omaha's Elite Real Estate Group. And I take all my sphere leads now and pass them out to my team at a 50-50 split.
Well, that's a good point. So for those of you that are listening, you know, Jeff pointed out a couple things. But first off, you know, you are your brand online, offline, and you're trying to build something. If you're in, you know, in the building phase, you're trying to build your name, your brand. But when you build it to a point where you are the brand and everybody expects you, that's a good problem to have. But Jeff made that transition, rebranded to the team so that he could, you know, exit, you know, he doesn't have to be front and center. And, you know, I'm not sure what your day-to-day looks like, but again, that is the benefit of a team, is you're leveraging other people's time, energy, and expertise. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, your recommendation for those agents looking to build a team.
So first off, it's a process. So I'd direct you guys to a free PDF. Go to jeffsbusinessplan.com. At jeffsbusinessplan.com, you'll download a PDF that has my step-to-step process of helping you exit the day-to-day grind. You do it based on leverage. And so first you have to know what you're doing so that you can lead other people to do the same. You need to have an admin role. The first person I hired was a personal assistant. Everyone already knows that they need to have this if they don't already have it. The next role, though, the hardest role, is bringing in a buyer's assistant or listing assistant who you start turning the reins over to. And I feel like a lot of us type A personalities feel like no one can do as good of a job as we can. And I feel the same way. But what I started to recognize was that if I could just generate twice as many leads than I was generating while I was servicing the business, if I could generate double the leads and hand them off to somebody else and train that somebody else to work the leads the same way I was working the leads and provide the same value I offered, and they could convert at the same level, net-net, I'd make the exact same amount of money without having to service a single person. And that grew. I applied that hypothesis in 2011, and it grew exponentially which overcame all my expectations. My first year of starting our team, we went from 70 to 240 sides with me implementing the strategy. And I gained what I like to call clarity, where I started to know if I could generate X leads, I knew I'd make Y income. Or another way to say this is if I brought in one agent, I knew the exact net that that agent would drive to my business. And so I came to a point where I recognized that I could just recruit agents, and I knew how much income I was able to generate to that agent and to my organization. And I no longer had to focus on generating listing and buyer leads for myself. My new focus became putting my time and energy into building and scaling the real estate business.
Hey there, it's Michael Lafito. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. If you are interested in signing up for our Luxury Listing Specialist certification, or if you want additional information on how you can dominate selling higher end homes in your marketplace, make sure you go to luxurylistingspecialist.com.
So, you know, just to kind of review a couple key points you talked about there, you know, having that admin, that personal assistant, first off, that's the highest priority. Then the second, having somebody to help manage your buyers and your sellers, your transactional coordinator, correct?
Yep. So we have transaction coordinators who manage the after transaction process from executed to close. But then we actually have the buyer's agent who services a buyer and a listing agent who services the seller. And it's been interesting, as I mastermind with top agents across the country, just the same way you do, Mike, there's a lot of different ways you know, to pay out and compensate that individual. I see people do salary plus bonus. I see people split it 50-50. I see people do an 80-20. I see people offer 100% split. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. And what I would tell someone is do it the way that makes the most sense for you. There's no right way. I can tell you that. The right way is when you look at your gross commission that's coming in your organization, you should be netting at least 20%. And the problem is when a lot of people are like, well, geez, I net way more than that. That's because you're including your own commission. You have to take out your own commission if you're looking at it as a true business where you can exit the business. And most individuals, when I review their P&L, if they would eliminate the commission they're earning by servicing sales, their businesses are not profitable. And so my job, my passion, what I do is teach people how to exit the day-to-day grind to get their lives back, to empower themselves to be able to do way more beyond a job and be able to drive around 20% net off of their gross commission income. So what that looked like for me last year, I made 3.2 million GCI last year. I kept 660,000 net profit, and I spent 5 hours a week in my Omaha's elite business. Okay. So how many people would like to make 660 working 5 hours a week? And you asked about my lifestyle or my day-to-day. I travel a ton, both for work and for pleasure. We were talking off air about a future trip Mike's going to be going on where he's going to speak, but then it's going to be a family trip. I do the same thing. Anywhere I go for fun, I try to find some type of a work thing to do because I enjoy what I do. But just to paint that picture, because a lot of people talk about it but don't actually give specifics, I was in Hawaii for 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's, came home and went and spoke in D.C. at a big brokerage. The week later, I took my team to Cabo, 24 of us for a week. The next week, I went to the Multipliers Mastermind in Tulum, Mexico, and I just got home Sunday, and my wife and I leave to Croatia Thursday for a week. Today's my 15-year wedding anniversary, so I surprised her and booked a one-week trip to Croatia. And my calendar looks like that for the whole year, and I love it. Some people wouldn't want that lifestyle. Put me on a plane and get me out of here, especially when it's cold outside. And not everyone needs to have that lifestyle, but what I would propose is if you can think about shifting the way you run your business and you can leverage the things you don't love and enjoy and that don't give you passion, let someone else do it. Pay them something and replace that time with lead gen, with building a business, or with doing the things that you love.
You know, that's all great points. And, you know, Jeff, we had a gentleman on, a Sotheby agent that runs a team up in Toronto. For those of you, you know, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you look up Richard Silver's podcast. And for his team, you know, he brought in he's in the Toronto market, which is a melting pot. So he brought in, you know, team members that spoke different languages, that kind of focused on different demographics. So, like, he was a very diverse team. You know, everybody's got, like, different perspectives, you know, different opinions. But at the end of the day, the purpose of a team is to leverage, right? And that was the key word that I heard you say, leverage, right? Leveraging other people's strengths and passions. You know what a new team member, if they're, you know, productive, you know what the profit that is to you. And again, delegating things that you're not, that don't excite you, and really focusing on the things that you're passionate about. And that's really, when you do those things, it's no longer work, right? I mean, it's
exactly
a calling, it's a passion. And
The challenge is everyone likes to say real estate business. They have their real estate business and they work in real estate and they have a business. If you are having to go out on appointments, on every appointment, and service that appointment and handhold that person all the way to closing, you have a job. That's not a business. You have a business, but your job is 100% in the business. And so I want to help teach agents that there is a different way. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of people that have the mindset that you want to build your own brand. You want to drive everyone to your brand. You need to be the face. You need to be the voice. And the challenge with that is that's fine. Just recognize that you're going to have a job forever. And I think there's a lot of luxury agents even listening to us right now talk about this that are probably still challenging the mindset because they've been programmed their entire career. To me, the most exciting thing for all of us would be to be in a position where we could take all the knowledge that we have and copy and paste it on 100 other agents and teach them to do all the same things that we've done and keep a small percentage of the commission that they earn for the value that we've given them. Essentially and ultimately, it should be what a brokerage is doing for agents. But unfortunately, I think brokerages started focusing too much on how to derive net income off of agents and not as much as reinvesting in their agents. And so a lot of agents got sick and tired of the traditional brokerage model, and they went out and tried to do things on their own. And today, as we look at building real estate teams, really what we are doing is taking the value that that team leader has from the experiences that they've had in the real estate business, and we're teaching them to teach those values to others, essentially building a small coaching organization within their team and teaching the people within their organization how to be successful. And then by doing that and paying it forward, they get to keep a small percentage of that agent's sales, which is, in my numbers, 20% net of what my agent's generating.
That's great. So you're talking about a great resource. Again, just if you tuned in earlier, maybe you missed this, but make sure you check out Jeff. Is it Jeff with an S at the end? Jeff's Business Plan? Or
Jeff's businessplan.com. You can also go to our coaching company's Elite Real Estate System. We coach individual agents in a group coaching setting, as well as team leaders in a group coaching setting. When you go to the page on the bottom left corner, there's a link that will pop up that you can download that free PDF on as well. And then we also host events similar to you, Mike, except they're not luxury specific. They're all about building teams. And they're for team leaders, broker owners, individual agents. We host them all over the country, as well as a lot of them are in Omaha. So check those out. If you go out to the website, our next event coming up is in May, May 2nd. Mike, I'll invite you to come for free if you'd like. This one's really unique in that we're going to have Warren Buffett speak at our event. And I get to say that loosely. We're actually going to parallel our event in conjunction with the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting, which isn't the real estate wing. It's the company Warren Buffett owns. He speaks at it every year. And so everyone's coming in on a Friday, May 2nd to come to my workshop. And then Saturday, May 3rd, we're going to be going and seeing Warren Buffett speak downtown Omaha. So if you guys want to check that out, it's $14.97. And you got to cover your own airfare and lodging on top of that. But I'm going to get everybody tickets to go see Warren speak. And Warren's old. He's not going to be around much longer. The Oracle of Omaha. So if anyone's listening to this and wants to check that out in conjunction with my workshop, you can find the link to sign up on Eventbrite from our website, eliterealestatesystems.com/events, or just click on the events link on the site.
Awesome. And hey, I just want to clarify on dates. I have a calendar in front of me. Friday is May 3rd. Saturday is May 4th.
Thank you for the clarification. And you are correct. I am incorrect. So you'd fly in May 2nd. May 3rd is the workshop at my office. May 4th is the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Again, Jeff, really appreciate your time. Make sure you check out his resources. Again, just a different perspective, looking to leverage other people's time, energy, efforts, and your passions, and you want to diversify your portfolio. And that was the purpose of me earlier talking about, you know, the four buckets. If you were to look at the four primary price points in every market, again, entry level, average priced homes, high end, and luxury, just like a financial advisor would tell you, hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You want to diversify your portfolio. Mm. And it's all relative, but there's high-end and luxury in every market. If you have any questions and you'd like to suggest, you know, another guest, please shoot me an email to michael@marketingluxurygroup.com, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com. And if you have any questions about, you know, outside speakers or certification, by all means, shoot us an email, or you can check out luxurylistingspecialist.com. Again, over the last year, we put agents from 30 different states and three different countries. Through our certification, we get inquiries all the time. Again, we're talking about raising the bar, working smarter, not harder, and attracting more high-end and luxury clientele. My name is Michael Lafito. It was a pleasure. And if you have any questions, shoot us that email, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com. And remember, it's not the market, it's the marketing. Take care.